J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. We're always glad to hear from our radio friends. We thank God for the many friends that we have who have made our broadcast possible for 26 years. We thank God that we've had access to the radio to send out the message over the air, for faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Oh, how many have been saved because of the radio. And we thank God for the privilege of preaching His word and specializing in the gospel of the grace of God. We have set out, we published altogether 140 four or five different books, messages. We have exhausted the supply of more than 50% of them. We have on hand, we keep on hand, about 250,000 of the books, sending them out all over the country. And when we offer our books, just remember this, we're not making any profit. We're selling the books right now in the special offer, much less than the cost of printing. That is, we are offering 15 selected books that sell for about $4. We offer the 15 books for $1, and we're paying the postage. My missionary money goes, much of it, into this work of sending out the printed message. I just had a letter today from a dean of a Bible institute telling the great blessing that came to his own soul through the reading of the book called The Unsearchable Riches of Christ. That's one of our large books, a dollar and a quarter book, over 300 pages, cloth bound. We've sent all over the country, even to the foreign field. And we do praise the Lord for the privilege of getting out the printed page. Now, if you want the 15 special books for $1, you write to Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago. And now we're going to speak on what I have said in my own mind and my own judgment is the most important fundamental truth dispensationally for the understanding of the Bible in all of the books. Several verses in the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, Paul's epistle to the Romans. Now, when Paul wrote to the Romans, he had not visited the city of Rome. That's one epistle that he wrote, where he wrote before he went to the city. Generally, he wrote after he visited the different cities. In the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, which has been called the great dispensational book of the Bible, we read in the 11th chapter at the 25th verse, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this secret or mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. And then all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes, for the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. Now when we say this is most important, we can never understand God's dealings in grace with the Gentiles, with the human race, until we understand the truth of the 11th of Romans. Now God is not writing this to an unbeliever, because he says the natural man cannot understand the things of God which are spiritually discerned, and until a man has been born from above, till he has been worked upon by the Holy Spirit, he is not able to comprehend even the simple spiritual truths of the Bible, which are written to the saints, beginning with the babes in Christ. What he's writing to Christians, I would not have you to be ignorant of this mystery. Now God revealed it in the year 60 AD, and today 95% of the Christians who are really saved are still ignorant of it. Why? We do not know whether they followed blind leaders of the blind, or whether they just are indifferent, careless, don't care, unconcerned as to learning this great truth. I would not have you to be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit. Now, what is the mystery? Not that all Israel is going to be saved, that is, the nation. Here we have something of national redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he was here, said to his nation, "You shall not see me again until you say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." In the meantime, you're going to be scattered among the Gentiles, and your city, Jerusalem, is going to be under their feet until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That is, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The 21st chapter of Luke, beginning with the 24th verse on through, tells us about the course and the end of the times of the Gentiles politically. Now, as long as we're living in the times of the Gentiles politically and as well as spiritually, the golden age or the millennium will not be on this earth with universal peace. That will be after the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. We read about that in the 21st chapter of Luke. So we're living in the times of the Gentiles politically, which began when Nebuchadnezzar invaded Jerusalem about 600 B.C. And we're living in the times of the Gentiles spiritually, which began when the Apostle Paul said in the 13th of Acts to Israel, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles." That is Acts 13:46. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Now let us remember this. Every line in the Bible must be studied if we want to have an intelligent understanding. It must be studied as to whether the truth was before or after the fall of Israel. When I get to heaven and see you there, I'm going to tell you I told you so, but you ought to know here that every line of truth in the Bible must be interpreted and understood as to whether it happened before or after the fall of Israel. The status, the privileges of the Gentiles, and the advantages of the Gentiles and the message to the Gentiles after the fall of Israel was entirely different from before. The gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of the circumcision different from the gospel of the grace of God. Now, when the gospel of the kingdom is preached, Israel is in the forefront, and the Gentiles come through Israel and Israel's blessing. In the millennium, in the coming kingdom age, it says that the Gentiles shall take a hold of the skirt of the Israelite and find Jehovah through him. Now, when the Israelites are up, the gospel of the kingdom is being preached, and the Gentiles have a subordinate, that is a place, a secondary place. But when the Israel is down, the gospel of the grace of God is preached, and the Gentiles have special privileges and special access to God as they do in this reign and dispensation of the grace of God. In this connection, remember the words of Christ in the 21st chapter of Matthew, beginning with the 41st verse. He says, "Whosoever falls upon this stone shall be broken," speaking of himself, "but upon whomsoever the stone falls, it shall grind him to powder." Would you like to be ground to powder? I preached to a message very recently on this subject, behold the goodness and the severity of God. People do not believe in the severity of God. They do not believe in the terrible judgment and the wrath of God. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, there the wrath of God, the severity of God, was mixed with the grace and the love of God. It was wonderful for us that Jesus Christ died on the cross, but it wasn't so wonderful for Christ so far as his suffering was concerned. He will see in the travail of his soul and be satisfied, and for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. But remember this, he said, now is the judgment of this world. And he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And there on the cross of Calvary, the Lamb of God did bear away the sin of the world. He did put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just remember this, there are two reasons why the Gentiles today obtain mercy. One is because Christ died on the cross and became the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. The other is, as we read in Romans 11:30, that we have obtained mercy through Israel's unbelief. In the 11th chapter of Romans, the 11th verse, it says, has Israel stumbled that they might fall? No, through their fall, salvation is sent to the Gentiles to provoke them to jealousy. And read the next verse, where it says, the diminishing and the fall of the Gentiles brought riches to the of Israel, brought riches to the Gentiles. Yes, we are rich for two reasons today, if we believe. We're rich because of the grace of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was rich, became poor, that we through his poverty might be rich. And then we're told, because of the fall of Israel, we are rich. And that's Romans 11:12. Oh, beloved, how rich we are, blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, identified in an inseparable eternal union with our risen, glorified Christ. And his riches are our riches. We're in him, and therefore we're without condemnation. And he is in us, the hope of glory. There cannot be condemnation if you're in Christ, and Christ is in you. No, my dear friends, if judgment would fall upon the saint, it would fall upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and it fell once for all, when he appeared once in the end of the ages and put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now the mystery is that Israel has been set aside, and through their fall and casting away, reconciliation has been sent to the Gentiles. And what folly it is for people to say that Israel was set aside before the day of Pentecost, set aside in the early ministry in the book of Acts of the 12 apostles. What nonsense! Did any of them preach that salvation and reconciliation was sent to the Gentiles because of the fall and casting away of Israel? No. That was not until after Saul became Paul the apostle, and after God revealed to him the great truth of the grace of God. And now the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. It was the apostle Paul who said, this grace was given unto me, that I might preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. And he says, I'm the wise master builder. I have laid the foundation. I am the apostle of the Gentiles. Unto me was given the dispensation of the grace of God. The grace of God in its purity and power for Gentiles was never preached until the apostle Paul was sent forth, until Israel had been set aside. Someday, the time of the Gentiles will be fulfilled. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago.